Welcome to KVSC 88.1 FM and Great Theater's live radio in front of a live audience production of Night of the Living Dead. I'm Joe McMullen. On behalf of 88.1 FM stellar crew and the incredible Great Theater volunteers and staff, we are thrilled that you are part of this creative collaboration. The Helgeson Learning Lab is the perfect place for experimental projects that build community. Thank you for supporting endeavors such as this. Now, sit back, keep your eyes open, your ears alert, and your arms and legs attached as we present Night of the Living Dead. And we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a live radio broadcast of Night of the Living Dead, a bone-chilling tale of suspense and terror from Great Theater and KVSC Radio. Tonight, we begin our frightful story right here in our very own backyard. The poor, unsuspecting residents of our beloved community have no idea of the absolute horrors awaiting them. It is night. Much like any ordinary night, dusk has begun to slowly creep in as an increasingly gray sky contains a faint glow from the recent setting sun. There is a chill in the air that cuts right to the bone. A rasp of crickets, the rustle of leaves, and the rumble of a slow-moving car break the calm evening as John and Barbara travel down a long, winding gravel road on the way out to a country cemetery on the outskirts of St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Ugh, I hate this song. Find something else.
Again? You realize we don't have a ton of options, right? Not much comes in out here. As if this drive wasn't brutal enough. Oh, I love this song! In your head!
Johnny, turn down the radio!
In your head!
Johnny, can you turn it down,
Zombie.
Please? Johnny.
Zombie!
Johnny! Johnny, I'm gonna call Mom and let her know that we made it! Seriously. Hey, does your phone work? I have zero signal out here.
Look around you, Barbara. We're in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing out here but the cemetery and that old house. You won't get a signal for miles. Ah, hell. Now the radio doesn't even work. Nothing but static.
I get it. It's been a long trip.
Yeah. And we still have 3 hours drive to get back home.
All you've done is complain. You shouldn't have come.
Are you kidding me? Like I had a choice. You honestly think I wanted to spend a whole Saturday doing this? We are either going to have to move Mom to St. Cloud or Dad's grave up to Grand Forks.
You're being ridiculous as usual. Mom's health is too bad. She can't move to St. Cloud. She can't even make this drive. So drop it. You can park right over there.
Yeah, I know where to park.
I'm going to try Mom again. Can you just grab the tombstone memorial from the back seat, please?
Did you know we spent $45 on this thing? We still remember. You know what? I don't even remember what the man looked like.
Shoot, still no reception. Oh well, I'll just call her on the way home. Johnny, it will only take you 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Try more like 3 hours and 49 minutes. No, wait. 7 hours, 38 minutes. Round trip.
Actually, it's 7 hours and 43 minutes.
You're not helping.
I'm just saying.
Mom wants us to remember, so we get to drive 500 miles to plant a cross on a grave. As if he's going to come up out of the ground to check out the decorations. We have to remember while she stays at home.
Johnny, we're here now. Let's just pay respects to our deceased father and go home, okay?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Hold on a second. Huh, listen to this.
We apologize for the technical difficulty. We are just coming back on the air after an unplanned interruption.
It wasn't the radio on the Fritz after all. It was just that one station.
Johnny, come on. Do you remember which row the grave is in or not?
Yeah, it's over here, I think.
It's starting to get dark out.
No one's around. I'd say this place is pretty dead, eh?
Ha, ha, ha. You and your dumb jokes. You're so stupid sometimes.
Oh, you're so stupid sometimes. Oh, come on, Barb. That was pretty good. Seriously, though, no one's around.
Well, it is late. Yeah. If you'd gotten up earlier this morning, we could have left on time. Oh, there it is.
Ever wonder what happened to the one from last year? You know, we spend $45 on that thing, and every year, the one from last year is gone.
I don't know. I guess the flowers die and the caretaker or somebody just takes them away.
Well, this is depressing.
I know it is. Here, you gotta put it like this.
Oh, come on, Barb. Just leave it alone. Let's go. It looks like the weather's getting bad.
But they are not alone at all. Off in the distance, a huddled figure slowly moves among the graves. He catches John's eye, and John watches him lurk among the tombstones.
Fine, let's just go, Johnny.
Hey, do you remember coming out here when we were little?
How could I forget?
You used to get so scared out here.
I know.
Like, really scared.
Johnny, just quit it.
Hey, do you remember that one time I jumped out at you from behind that tree right over there, and I yelled, "Gotcha!" You freaked out big time. And Grandpa was so furious, he just shook his fists and yelled, "Bye! You're going straight to hell!" You were so terrified, you almost wet your pants.
Johnny, I did not! But Grandpa sure did.
He did! I forgot about that!
I did.
Wait. You're still afraid, aren't you?
No.
Oh, Barbara,
Johnny,
they're going to get you.
Stop it, Johnny. You're such a freaking jerk.
They're coming for you, Barbara. They're going to get you.
Johnny, stop. That old guy over there is looking at us.
They're coming out of their graves after you.
Johnny,
they're coming to get you.
You're acting like such an idiot. Oh, great. He's coming this way.
Here comes one of them now.
He'll hear you.
Coming to get you.
You're being rude.
I'm getting out of here.
Johnny, get back here. Where are you going? Excuse me. I'm really sorry about my brother. Hey, what are you doing? Let go of me. Johnny, help. Help me, Johnny, help. Let go of me. Let go of me. Stop pulling my hair. Stop. Johnny, help me. Johnny, please.
What the hell? Get off of her. Are you crazy? Barbara,
Johnny!
Run! He's trying to bite me! Let go!
Johnny,
Barbara,
get up!
I said run!
Johnny, get up! Get away from him! Oh my God, what's happening? Johnny, no! What did you do to my brother? No, get away from me! Help! Somebody help! Please, somebody! Johnny, I'm gonna go get help! Damn it, son of a... The car's locked! Johnny's got the keys! Damn it! No, stop! Let me go! Help! Somebody help!
Barbara flees from the gruesome attacker in the cemetery. Unsure of where to go, she runs through the old weather-worn tombstones in the cemetery until she spots an old farmhouse off in the distance. Stopping to catch her breath, Barbara looks back and sees the man following her, stumbling through the headstones towards her. Barbara begins to run as if her life depends on it, finally reaching the farmhouse. Barbara runs up on the wooden porch and bangs on the front door in a fearful panic.
Hello? Hello? I need help. Is anybody home? Hello? Oh, the door isn't locked. Someone must be home. Hello? Anybody home? Is anybody here? Somebody, please. Somebody help me. Hello? Oh, my God. What was that? Oh my God, he's still outside. Why won't he leave me alone? A phone. What kind of phone is this? How does it even work?
All circuits are currently busy. Please hang up and try again.
Oh no.
All circuits are currently busy.
No.
Please hang. All circuits are currently busy. Please hang up and try again.
No.
All circuits.
No. Worthless. No wonder nobody has landlines anymore. They're totally useless. What was that? Oh my God, there's another freak out there now. Where did they come from? What is wrong with them? They're just standing in the yard staring at the house. Wait, are those headlights? I think somebody's coming home finally. Somebody to help. God, I can't see anything in here. Where is there a light? Oh my God! You scared me! I didn't think anybody else was in here. Are you okay? Can you hear me? Oh my God, she's dead! Something ate her face! Oh my God, I'm gonna be sick! I need to get out of here!
Hey, you, are you one of them? Answer me, I said, are you one of them?
No.
Well, quick, get inside, they're coming. Quick, move it. Oh, okay. It's okay now. Don't mind the creeps outside, I can handle them, but there's probably gonna be a lot more of them coming once they figure out that we're in here. My truck's just about out of gas, and the pump outside is locked. We gotta figure out how to get out of here. Hey, did you try this phone? What am I saying? Of course you tried the phone. Who wouldn't try the phone? Everyone would try the phone. Just... Do you live here?
No.
Okay, well, what's your name?
Barbara.
Well, Barbara, I'm Ben. It'll be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
No, it won't. Watch where you step.
What? Oh! Who is the... Do you know her? What happened to her?
No, I don't... I have no idea who she was, but she's dead.
Listen, Barbara, we've got to get out of here and find someone who can help us. We need a gun or something. All I could find was this tire iron. We're also going to need supplies. You know what? Stay put. I'm going to look for some food in the kitchen.
What is that sound? What's happening?
Hold on. Let me look. Oh, no. It's two of them in the... They're smashing out the headlights on my truck. How many of them are here? Tell me.
I don't know.
Come on now. I know you're scared, but I need to know how many more of them are out there.
I said I don't know.
Look,
I don't know. I don't know anything. What's happening?
We can get to my truck and we can get away, but I need to know how many more.
I don't know. Wait. What are you doing?
I gotta clear them from
the
door.
Don't open the door. Ben, stop. Come back. They're going to kill you.
Okay. Come on. That's right, a little closer. Closer. Okay, it's go time. Come on, get some of this tire iron, you freaks. Watch out, there's one behind you in the house.
Help!
Move! Get out of the way. Quick, go unlock that back door. Move, die, you son of a... Open the front door so we can get these bodies out of here. Well, they seem to know that we're in here now. There's no disputing that. We need to get more light on in here. They don't seem to like the light. Just look over there, see if you can get some light switches over there. I'll get the ones over here. Did you try this door? Do you know where it goes? Oh, it's locked. Did you lock it?
No.
Oh, great, you found some more lights. That's much better. Okay, now just... Okay, now you... You hang on to this knife.
I don't want the knife.
Just take the knife.
Fine, I'll take the knife.
Good, now let's just see what else is in here. Hopefully something we can use. Please tell me there are nails in here. Yes, jackpot. Okay, see if there's any wood around there by the fireplace, okay? We need to board this place up. Look, I get it. You're scared. I'm scared too. Now, we're going to be dead if we don't do something quick. So I'm going to board up these doors and windows. But you gotta help me, okay? We gotta help ourselves because there's nobody around to help us. We're gonna be all right, trust me, okay? Now just please look for some wood or things that we can break apart and use to board up the doors and windows, okay? You're shaking like crazy. You must be in shock. Just, nod. Nod if you understand me. Okay? Okay, good, good. At least you're nodding. I'm gonna go look for a hammer. I think I saw one in the kitchen drawer. Great, you found some more boards. You know, try to find some more that size or bigger. You can probably grab the shelves off that wall and check that bookcase. Maybe we can break it apart. There, by God. This is gonna keep them out for a while. I mean, they ain't that strong. They're not gonna come in through this. You know what? Let's fix the rest. Pick out the biggest nails you can find. By the time I'm done, it'll be tighter than Fort Knox. You'll see. Actually, you know what? Help me flip this big table over. You know, sooner or later, they're going to try and get in here again, but if we have to, we'll just go into that room and we'll board the door, okay? Did I tell you they're scared of fire, too? I found that out. There were, I don't know, there were like 50 or 100 of them over in Cold Spring. I was at a stoplight in my truck, and I got a weird text from my sister asking if I was okay, you know? So I turned on the radio, and they were talking about it on the news. That's when I saw this huge gasoline truck come flying out of the parking lot of the diner with, like, 10 or 15 of those things chasing it. It was weird, but I didn't really know what was going on at first. I mean, the truck was moving pretty slowly, but it was swerving all over the road. And then those things, they were chasing it and jumping onto it. And the truck just, it barreled right across the road, through the barricade, smashed this huge billboard, and right into the pumps of the Holiday Station. I mean, there was a huge explosion, but the truck kept moving even though it was on fire. And I mean, the light turned green, but I was still sitting there. I mean, I was too amazed to move. And that's when I really saw those things, you know, because they all began backing away from the fire, some sort of running away. And the guy in the truck, he just kept screaming and screaming, and he was screaming like hell. Could you help me pick up the other end of this table? So I didn't know what was going to happen, you know. I didn't know if the truck was going to explode or if the gas station was going to explode or what was going to happen, you know. So I started driving towards the truck to see if the guy was still alive and if I could get him out of the truck because he was still screaming. But suddenly he just stops. And those things, they're standing there. They're standing. And I looked at him, and they looked like zombies, you know? Like out of the Thriller video or some George Romero movie. Like they just came up out of the grave. And I look around, and I realize that they've noticed me, and that they're staring, and there are dozens everywhere. And car windows are smashed, and there's glass everywhere, and they're pouring out of the diner at this point. And so I looked at the two in the road right in front of me. They were just staring, and I slammed my foot down on the accelerator, and I ran right into them, and they flew about 50 feet. But there were a bunch standing in the road, and they're just standing there. They're not trying to run or get out of the way. So I dodged some, and I ran right into others. I've got a wife and a kid, you know, and I guess they'll be all right. I mean, she's resourceful and smart, but the girl's still just a kid, and I'm away and all, And I've just got to get back to him, you know. And things are gonna be okay. I pray to God that they're okay and that I'll get back to him. Now, you and I, we're gonna be all right, okay? I mean, we can hit those things. I mean, you can just smash them. All you have to do is just keep your head and don't get too freaked out. We're faster than they are, and they're really weak. If you don't run and you just keep swinging, you can smash them and they just go down. We're smarter and stronger than they are. We're gonna stop them, okay? All we have to do is just keep calm.
Who are they?
You haven't heard anything? You mean you haven't heard anything on the radio? You haven't seen the TV or seen anything online?
Hi. No.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. It's
no.
fine. Just
no. No.
Look, it's
no,
fine.
No,
I'm sorry.
I can't. Just what's happening to us?
Hey,
what
calm
the hell
down.
Is
you're
happening?
Just you're panicking.
What's
It'll
going
be
on?
All right.
Why?
Look, all right.
Tell
it's
me.
Fine. Just
Tell
breathe.
Me why.
Please just breathe.
We were in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Me and Johnny. We were in the cemetery.
Uh huh.
And there was this man, and he
okay.
grabbed at me, and he pulled my
yeah.
hair.
Yeah. Look, look. It's all right.
And,
just
and Johnny, he fought, and now he's
just please breathe.
Oh my God.
Breathe.
I feel so hot.
You're gonna go into shock again. Come on.
It's so hot here.
Look.
I can't breathe.
I need you to settle down. You're having
Johnny. We have to find Johnny. We have to go get him.
No, now calm down.
We have to get him. We have to get Johnny.
You're really safe in
here.
We can't go out there.
You said that we're gonna be safe.
Yes, we are.
You told me that we're gonna be safe.
We can't take any chances. You don't know what those things are.
Johnny.
No, we don't.
Johnny needs me.
Your brother Johnny is dead.
My brother is not dead. Why would you say something like that?
I'm
we
sorry.
We have to go find him.
I'm sorry.
Not
I didn't
Johnny.
Mean it.
Not Johnny.
I'm sorry. Look,
no,
just.
No, no, no.
Here, just sit down. Look at me. Look at me. Breathe. Good. Breathe. Let's just go sit down and see if there's any updates on the news, okay?
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now still developing, this TV station will remain on the air day and night, and will be joining other television and radio stations around the country to pool all resources to the emergency broadcast system. Normal broadcast signals have been temporarily discontinued to keep you informed of all developments. At this hour, These are the facts as we know it. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by an army of unidentified assassins. The murders are taking place in villages, cities, rural homes, and suburbs with no apparent pattern or reason for the slayings. It seems to be a general sudden explosion of mass homicide. We have some descriptions of the assassins. Eyewitnesses say they are ordinary-looking people. Some also say they seem to be in a kind of trance. At this point, there is no authentic way to say who or what to look for or guard yourself against. So far, we've been unable to determine if any kind of organized investigation is underway from law enforcement officials. Police, sheriff deputies, and emergency ambulances are literally swamped with calls for help. The scene is best described as total mayhem. Governors of many states across the country have indicated that the National Guard may be mobilized at any moment, but this has not happened as of yet. The only advice our reporters have been able to get from our sources is for private citizens to remain in your homes behind locked doors. Keep all doors and windows locked or boarded shut. Use all food and water sparingly. Do not use your automobile. Remain in your homes. Do not venture outside for any reason until the nature of this crisis has been determined and until we can advise with a course of action to take. Stay near your television and remain calm. Civil defense forces are attempting to gain control of the situation. Our live broadcasters will convey information as it is received from civil defense headquarters. Hold on, this just in. Streets and highways are packed with frantic people trying to reach their families or to simply flee anywhere. We repeat, the safest course of action at this time is to just stay where you are.
This is a presentation of the emergency broadcast system. Normal broadcast signals have been temporarily discontinued. Stay tuned for further...
Unbelievable. No one knows what's going on. Let's just shut that off. Did you check the boxes in that closet?
No, sorry.
No worries. I'll go through them. Do you hear that? Oh no, there's more of them in the yard now.
What? How can there be more of them? What do they want?
I have no idea, but look, we're okay now. The place is completely solid. Now, there's gotta be something we can use in this closet, don't you think? Well, look at that, a shotgun and some shells. This is good. Sooner or later, someone will come and get us out of there. Until then, we've got food and a gun.
Agencies urge you to remain in your homes. Keep all doors and windows locked or boarded shut.
See, we've already done that. We're going to be okay. So I don't know if you can hear me or understand me or what, because you seem really out of it. But I'm going to go upstairs, okay? Because... nothing's going to get in here, at least not easily and not quietly, so the upstairs is the only other way one of them can get in. So I'm just going to check it out, and maybe I can see something from the windows up there. Okay? Nod your head if you understand. Okay, good. Maybe you can see if there's any updates on the news.
Normal broadcast signals have been temporarily discontinued. Stay tuned for further emergency information. Your law enforcement...
ladies and gentlemen, what? Yeah, what? Another one? Well, yeah, I'm on the air now. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the latest from Emergency Central. Up-to-the-minute reports inform us that this unexpected siege, first documented in the Midwestern section of the country, has indeed spread across the nation and is, in fact, worldwide. These attackers are to be considered our enemies in what we must call a state of national emergency. We just received word that the president has called a meeting of his cabinet to deal with the sudden epidemic of murder. Word has it that high-ranking officials and scientists from NASA have been summoned to the White House to join the president and military commanders. Reporters on the scene in D.C. inform us that the president will make public the results of that conference in an address to the nation. Incoming reports say frightened people are seeking refuge in churches, schools, and government buildings. They are demanding protection from the wholesale murder sweeping the nation. Authorities are saying to get off the streets, go home, and lock the doors and windows up tight. Officials say the victims seem to be torn apart and have been partially devoured. consistent reports of the infected people who were in a kind of trance were killing and eating their victims has prompted authorities to examine the bodies of the victims. Medical authorities have concluded that the victims have been eaten. The killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered. The news of this ordeal has so far become more ghastly with each report. No one is safe from the wave of mass murder. No further details are available at this time.
What is it? What's wrong? Who the hell are you two?
Whoa, whoa, no, don't worry. Just
take another step or I'll shoot. Where'd you come from?
We're from town. My name's Tom.
Stay
this
back.
This is Harry. We were down in the basement hiding. Just okay. Just put the gun down. We're not going to hurt anyone. What's your name?
Ben.
Okay, Ben. It's going to be all right. And who is she? What's your name?
That's Barbara. Hey,
shut it, you two. Listen to this.
Hypotheses as to their origin and their aim have to this point been so varied and so diverse that we must only report these factors to be unknown. The most overwhelming fact is that these things are infiltrating through urban and rural areas throughout the nation in forces of varying number. If they have not as yet evidenced themselves in your area, please take every available precaution, as an attack may come at any time, in any place, and without warning.
Why, man.
Well, looks like you've got the thing pretty well locked up in here.
Yeah, man, but I could have used some help. How long have you guys been down there?
A couple hours or so.
That door we came from, that leads to the cellar. It's the safest place.
No, that door was locked. I tried it myself.
Yeah, we had it locked and barricaded from the other side.
You didn't hear the racket we were making up there?
Well, how were we supposed to know what was going on up here? It could have been those things were in here.
No, those things... That girl was screaming. You know what a girl sounds like? Those things, they don't scream. They don't talk. Anyone with half a brain would know there are people up here who need help.
You can't really tell what's going on from down there.
Yeah, I mean, we thought we could hear screams, but that might have meant those things were in here after.
And you wouldn't come up and help?
Well, I mean, if there was more of us, we
that
could...
That racket sounded like the place was being ripped apart. How are we supposed to know?
Okay, wait. First you said that it was hard to hear down there. Now you're telling me that it sounded like the place was being ripped apart. So what the hell exactly is your story?
All right, man, you tell me. I'm not going to take those kind of chances when we already have a safe place. We lucked out as it is, and you're telling us to risk our lives because someone else needs help?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, why don't we just settle
Look,
down?
Look, buddy, we're here. We came up, okay? But I suggest we all go back downstairs before those things find out we're up here.
They can't get in here.
Well, you got the whole place boarded up?
Most of it. I'll accept the upstairs, but it won't be hard to secure up good.
Oh my gosh, you're insane. The cellar is the safest place.
I'm telling you, they can't get in here.
And I'm telling you that those things turned over our car. We were damned lucky to get away at all, and now you're telling me they can't get through a lousy pile of wood?
His wife and kid are downstairs with my Aunt Judy. His kid's pretty badly tore up.
Well, I think we're better off up here.
We could strengthen these up, Harry.
With all of us working on it, we could make it so that absolutely nothing could get in here. And we've got food and a TV and a fireplace.
And we can bring all those things downstairs with us. Man, you're insane. You've got a million windows up here, and you're going to make all of them strong enough to keep them out?
Those things aren't very strong. I beat three of them myself and pushed another one out the door.
I'm telling you, they turned our car onto its roof.
Any good five people could do that.
That's my point. Only there's not going to be five. There's going to be 10 or 20 or 30 or 100 maybe, you know? And once they find out we're in here, this place will be crawling with them.
Yeah, well, if there's that many, they're going to get us wherever we are.
Oh, look, in the cellar, there's only one door, all right? Only one. That's the only place we have to protect, and we already fixed it so it locks from the inside.
Yeah, but down...
With all these windows, you'd never know where they're going to hit you next.
Down in the cellar, there's no place to run. I mean... If they do get in, there's no back exit. We'd be done for.
Harry, up here we could get out if we had to. And we could see what's going on outside. I mean, if a rescue party did come, we would never know it if we're down there.
But the cellar's the strongest place.
They're weak. Before I found the gun, I beat four of them myself with a tire iron. At some point, we might have to get out of this place because there's no guarantee that anyone's going to send help. If those things come in here, we can't get out of the cellar. And if they get through that cellar door, they've got us.
Harry, I think Ben's right. Do you know how many are out there?
Maybe six or seven, I think. Their numbers are growing.
Look, You two do whatever you want, but I'm going back down into the cellar and boarding up that door. And I'm not going to be crazy enough to unlock it again, no matter what.
Wait a minute, Harry, let's think about this.
No, I've made my decision. You make yours and stew in your own juice.
Wait a minute, damn it. Let's think this through.
Harry, if you shut yourself in that cellar and a bunch of those get in the house, you're done for. At least up here, we've got a fighting chance.
Guys?
What?
Guys? There's easily a dozen of them out here.
Seriously, it's more than there were a little bit ago. Where are they coming from? Do you hear that? Come over here and listen.
It's like,
Listen.
Oh my God! Watch out!
They're trying to break in!
Oh, that one's got me! Okay. It won't look out my arm!
Well, look out! Duck! Duck! Grab the hold of the gun! Let go of it, you son of a...
They won't stop coming! They're smashing through the glass!
Harry, a little help would be nice! Harry, don't just stand there!
It's all right, Helen, just stay in the cellar!
Another one's grabbing me! It's got my shirt!
Watch out!
It's killing me! Take that, you son of a... It's rotting flesh! These things are rotten! Shoot it! Shoot it already! Oh, good God!
This is insane!
For God, what are these things? You see them? It's like they're dead! Their skin and flesh is all rotten and slimy. It
smells horrible, too. Yeah. Tom, look out! There's one more!
Back!
Yeah. That's right! Go right back to hell where you came from!
Daddy!
So we've got to fix these boards.
No kidding, Captain Obvious.
Oh my gosh, you guys are crazy! Those things are going to be in every door and window in this place! We've got to get into the cellar!
Go ahead into your damn cellar then. Just get out of here. You're no help anyway. You just stood there, terrified.
You're just a fool. Stay up here then. But I'm taking Barbara where she's safe and getting some food too.
Keep your hands off her. She's staying with me. And don't touch the food either. Since I'm staying up here, I'm going to fight for what's up here. And that includes the food and the TV and everything else. And you're wrong. Dead wrong about hiding down there.
Tom, come on, man. This guy's insane. We've got to have food too. We have a right.
A right? Is this your house?
We've got a right.
And what about you, Tom? Are you going to go back down there with him?
Well, I,
No beating around the bush about it. You're going or aren't you? This is your last chance.
I think we're better off up here.
Tom, you're nuts. I've got a kid down there, and she can't take this racket and clawing at boards and breaking windows. We'll be lucky if she lives through this.
Okay. Now... You're her father, and if you're dumb enough to go and have your family die in a trap, well, that's your business. But I'm not going to go with you. I ain't that stupid. Now, just get the hell down to your damn cellar if you want, but you're not taking anything. Got it?
Harry, we can get food to you if you want to go down there. And, I mean...
Harry. Bastards.
Harry!
You know I won't open that door again. I mean it.
We can fix these barricades up here with your help.
With my help? You're both nuts now. Just crazy fools.
Just let him go. His mind's made up.
Harry! Wait a minute. Aunt Judy, come up here.
You're going to let them get her too, huh?
It's all right. We're better off up here. Harry, if we stick together, man, together we can fix it up real good. There are places we can run to up here.
Tom, what is going on? Who are these people? Is she okay? What is Harry doing?
Harry, we'd be better off if we were all working together.
We're going to be here for a few days. He's not going to stay down there very long. He'll want to come up and see what's going on. Or if we get a chance to get out, he'll come up.
Will Ben and the others survive this night of horror? Is Harry right? Should they retreat to the confines of the cellar and try to wait it out? Or should they take their chances upstairs as the undead lurk just outside the walls of the old farmhouse? These questions and more will be answered when we return to Great Theater's live presentation of Night of the Living Dead on KVSC Radio in just a few moments. But first, a few words from this evening's spooky sponsors.
Every flesh-eating ghoul knows that the secret to good taste is miracle zip spread. If your little zombies are picky eaters like mine, meals can be a real ordeal.
Yeah. Liver again. Wow.
Luckily, miracle zip makes every meal a snap. It doesn't matter which body part you spread it on. Miracle Zip Spread gives that spleen, earlobe, or even those crunchy toenails a tangy zest for an absolutely bloody good feast.
Miracle Zip. Yay! Mom, can we have some more brains? Please. We love Miracle Zip.
Miracle Zip. Available now at your local grocery store for the undead.
Does your hair get you down? I've been dead for 5 years now, and my hair is limp and brittle. My split ends are out of control. It looks dull and matted. Bugs and mice don't even want to nest in it anymore. It's embarrassing. But then I tried Dead Head and Shoulders, and the difference was like night and day. No more deadpan stares for me. And it shines like a full moon. Now, when I lurch and lunge, my hair has bounce that everyone notices. I may be dead, but Dead Head and Shoulders has given my hair a whole new life.
Look at poor Shirley. She looks so lonely, sitting there all alone waiting for the apocalypse.
I just wish she could find somebody, dead or alive. I hate seeing her look so sad all the time.
I'm so tired of being home alone on every Friday the 13th and not having anything to do on Halloween. When I went out with my friends, I always felt like the third wheel. It's so hard to find that creepy enough zombie. I tried all the usual haunts. Cemeteries, funeral homes, and even the morgue. But none of them were creepy enough. Until I tried ZombiesOnly.com. At ZombiesOnly.com, I found the perfect zombie for me. All I had to do was answer a quick personality quiz question consisting of one yes or no question. Am I dead? And I was matched with the zombie of my nightmares. Now I have an eternity of misery to look forward to. Thanks, ZombiesOnly.com.
Hey, Shirley. You look grotesque tonight. Are you ready to go scare up some dinner?
Oh. I sure am, Earl. Let me grab my purse and my left foot.
Look at Shirley.
Her smile is so big now. Hey, look. She lost 4 more teeth.
Thanks, ZombiesOnly.com.
And now back to Night of the Living Dead from Great Theater, broadcast live on KVSC Radio. We return to the old farmhouse near Pleasant Lake, Minnesota, where Harry has joined his wife Helen and sick child Karen in the cellar, while Ben and the others remain upstairs as the undead continue in the yard.
Well, we're safe now here in the cellar, boarded up tight.
What about Tom and Judy?
Well, if they want to stay up there, let them.
Karen has a bad fever.
Well, there's 2 more people upstairs.
2?
Yeah, I wasn't about to take any unnecessary chances.
Of course not, Harry.
Well, how could we know what was going on up there?
Mom, I feel so hot.
Is Karen all right?
I don't know. She feels warm. Maybe it's shock.
Well, where'd you find a bandage?
Oh, I
There was some laundry in a basket. I just tore up a sheet.
Mom. Mom.
Just let them stay upstairs. Let them. There's too many ways for those monsters to get in up there anyway, and we'll see who's right. We'll see. They're going to come down here and begging me to let them...
Oh, yeah, because that's so important, isn't it?
What?
For you to be right and for everybody else to be wrong.
What do you mean by that?
Does anybody up there know why we're being attacked?
Well, whatever it is, it's not going on just here. It's some kind of mass murder. The TV was saying...
TV?
Yeah, TV's on upstairs, some civil defense or otherwise. But it's not just us. This thing is happening all over. This radio is useless, a piece of junk.
Harry?
Stupid thing.
Harry?
Garbage.
Harry, that radio can't pick up a thing in this stupid dungeon. Our cell phones don't even work down here.
Jesus, Helen, do you realize what's happening? Those things are everywhere and they're gonna kill us all. Do you think I enjoy watching my kids suffer like this? That I enjoy seeing this happen?
Harry, she needs help. She needs a doctor. She's maybe gonna die here, okay? We have to get out of here, Harry. We have to.
Yeah, sure. Let's just walk out right now, okay? Oh, we'll pack up and we'll get ready to go, and I'll just tell those things, you know, excuse me, my wife and kid are uncomfortable, but we're just going into town for a bit. For God's sake, there's at least 20 there now and more every minute.
Look. We may not enjoy living together, but dying together is certainly not going to solve anything. There are people upstairs. We should stick together. Remember, you said that. Are we fighting them? Upstairs? Downstairs? What's the difference? Maybe they can help us. Let's get out of here. Let's do something. Let's go upstairs. Let's go get out of the cellar.
Harry!
Oh. Yes? Yes, Tom?
Harry!
Harry, listen, it's Tom.
Harry, there's going to be a thing on TV in 10 minutes, Harry. A civil defense announcement. They're going to tell us what to do.
We're coming up. We'll be up in just a minute.
You're out of your mind, Helen. All it takes is a minute. Those things can get in easily up there. Don't you see? We're only safe as long as we keep that door sealed.
I don't give a damn, Harry. I don't care. I want to get out of the cellar and go upstairs and see if someone will help us. Maybe then Karen will be okay. Harry, please. Just for a minute. We'll go up and see what's up there, and we can watch the emergency announcement on TV, and maybe we'll think of a way to get out of here. Maybe with all of us working together, we can make it, Harry.
Harry! Hey, Harry, come up. It's gonna start in a minute.
Come on, let's go up. There's something on TV that'll tell us what to do. You can tell them I wanted to come up.
All right, fine. This is your decision. We'll go up. But don't blame me if we all get killed.
Tom?
Yeah?
If Judy would come downstairs for a few minutes to watch Karen, then Harry and I could come upstairs.
Okay, yeah. Aunt Judy, would you do it?
I'd rather not. It's so horrible down there. It makes me feel really claustrophobic.
Oh, I know, but look, nothing's going to get done with them down there and us up here. So would you please just go down and watch Karen for a few minutes?
Oh, all right, fine, but... Only because you're my favorite nephew. And just for a few minutes.
Thanks, Aunt Judy. Okay, she'll do it. Open the door.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
I'll take good care of her, Helen.
She's all I have.
Okay. Why don't the two of you go upstairs now?
Come on, Helen. Let's just get this over with.
As Harry and Helen join the others in the living room, and an uneasiness settles in the room, Harry and Ben exchange tense glances as Ben flips through the TV channels. Helen goes over to the sofa where Barbara has fallen asleep. Tom is sitting on the arm of the sofa, watching the TV.
Who is that sleeping? Poor thing, she looks like she's been through a lot.
That's Barbara. I think her brother was killed out there.
Oh my God. Harry, did you hear that? Her brother was killed.
This place is ridiculous. There's a million weak spots up here.
Oh, I don't care. There's people up here. Why don't you do something to help somebody for once?
I can't see a damn thing out there. It's too dark. There could be 50 million of those things and we wouldn't know. Look how much good these windows do us. Someone wake up Barbara if there's going to be a TV announcement. She might as well hear it and know where she stands. I don't want anybody's life on my hands.
Harry, stop acting like a child.
Seriously, man, shut up. If you're going to be up here, you're going to take your orders from me. And that includes leaving Barbara alone. She needs rest. She's in incredible shock as it is now, so we're just gonna let her sleep it off, okay? And no one's gonna wake her unless I say so.
It's on.
Assign little credibility to the theory that this onslaught is a product of mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria? What do they think we're
Shut
imagining
up.
This?
This is the latest discovery from the civil defense. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals have concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims. It's hard for us here to believe what we are reporting to you, but it does seem to be a fact. When this emergency first began, we advised you to stay in your homes behind locked doors for your safety. Now that situation has changed. We're now able to report a definite course of action. Rescue stations have been set up in communities across the nation. Civil defense has been organized to provide rescue stations with food, shelter, medical treatment, and protection by armed National Guardsmen. Stay tuned for a list of rescue stations in your area. Make your way to the nearest station as soon as possible. Now, the situation is being monitored closely by radiation scientists. At this hour, they report the level of the mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as the situation remains, government spokesmen warned that the dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause, will come back to life to seek human victims unless first their bodies are disposed of by cremation. Our news camera crew have just returned from covering such a search-and-destroy operation against the ghouls being conducted by Sheriff Conan W. McClelland of the Stearns County Department of Public Protection. All law enforcement agencies and the military have been organized to search out the marauding ghouls. The Survival Command Center at the Pentagon has disclosed that a ghoul can be killed by a shot to the head or a heavy blow to the skull. Officials are quoted as explaining, since the brain has been activated by the radiation, the plan is, you kill the brain, you kill the ghoul. We now bring you the results of that interview with Sheriff McClelland.
Hey, put that thing all the way in the fire. We don't want it getting up again.
Hello, Sheriff McClelland. How are things going?
Yeah, well, this is rough country for an evening hike, but things ain't going too badly. The men are taking it pretty well. Hey, you want to get on the other side of the road over there? We killed 19 of them today, right around this general area. These last three we found trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. Nobody in there, but these things just pounding and clawing, try to bust their way in. It's funny in a way. Must have thought there was people in there. We heard the racket and came and blasted them down.
What's your opinion then? Can we defeat these things?
That ain't no problem. Only problem is whether we can get to them before they kill all of these people. But me and my men, we can handle them okay. We ain't lost nobody or suffered any casualties. All you gotta do is shoot for the eyes. You can tell them, anybody out there, all you gotta do is draw a sharp bead and shoot for the eyes. Or beat them down and lop their heads off.
Then I'd sure have a decent chance, even if I was surrounded by two or three of them.
Sure, if you had a decent club or a good torch, you could burn them to death. They catch fire like nothing, go up like wax paper. But the best thing is to shoot for the eyes. Don't wait for us to rescue you, because if they have you too far outnumbered, you've had it. We're doing our best, but we only got so many men and a whole lot of open country to comb.
Are they slow moving, Sheriff?
Oh, yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
But do you think you can bring things under control?
We got things in our favor now. It's only a question of time. We ain't for certain how many there are of them things, but we know that when we find them, we're able to kill them, so it's a matter of time. They're weak, but there's a pretty many of them. Don't wait for no rescue party. Arm yourself to the teeth, get together in a group, and try to make it to a rescue station. That's the best way. But if you're alone, you got to set stock still and wait for help, and we'll try like hell to get there before they do. Tell them to shoot for the eyes. That'll stop these bastards.
You have heard Sheriff Conan W. McClelland for the Stearns County Department of Public Protection. This is your Civil Defense Emergency Network, with reports every hour on the hour for the duration of this crisis.
Ben, why'd you turn it down?
The guy said they come on every hour. We've heard all we need to know. We need to get out of here.
He said the rescue stations have doctors and medical supplies. If we get there, we can help Karen.
And how exactly are we going to bust out of here? We've got a sick kid, three women, and one of them out of her head, and three men. There's a million of those things outside.
St. Cloud should have a checkpoint there. It's about 7 miles from here.
Are you from here? Do you know the area?
Yeah, I'm from here. My Aunt Judy and I were on our way to my cousin's wedding reception at the 400 Club here on Pleasant Lake. What a day for a wedding, huh? Well, we heard the first reports on the radio, and they said to get inside, so we stopped here. This place belongs to the Lindstroms. Earl, he was a caretaker up at the cemetery down the road. We came in, found the old lady dead. Not long after, these people found their way here, and that's when we went down to the cellar.
The cemetery? My brother's over there.
Well, 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 look who's back from the dead.
Really, Harry? Really?
What? Shut the hell up, Harry.
You poor thing. My daughter's hurt, too.
Okay, look. Turn the volume back up.
The emergency meeting called by the president involving the presidential cabinet, FBI, joint chiefs of staff, CIA, and officials from NASA so far has not produced any information. Why are space experts being consulted about an earthbound emergency? So far, all the betting on the answer to that question centers on a recent Explorer satellite sent to Venus. That satellite, you recall, started back to Earth but never got here. That's the space vehicle that orbited Venus and then was purposely destroyed by NASA when scientists discovered it was carrying a high level of radiation with it. Could that radiation somehow be responsible for the wholesale murders we are now suffering? Investigative reporter Danielle Quinn, stationed in Washington, D.C., posed these questions to the officials as they left the meeting at the White House.
You're coming from the meeting regarding the explosion of the Venus probe. Is that right, General?
Yes. Yes, that was the subject of the meeting.
Do you feel there is a definite connection between this and the...
Yes, there is a definite connection. A definite connection.
Professor Adams, do you feel the radiation to the Venus probe was high enough to cause these mutations?
There was a very high degree of radiation.
Now you just wait a minute. I'm not sure that is certain at all. And I don't think that anybody should...
This is the only explanation we have at this time.
In other words, it is not the viewpoint of the military that the radiation is not the cause of the mutation.
I can't speak for the entire military at this time. I must disagree presently until this is irrefutably proved.
Everything is being done that can be done.
We must hurry for that next meeting.
Professor, do you feel there is a definite connection?
There is a definite connection as far as Dr. Keller and myself are concerned.
Professor, please. I thought we decided that this was not proved yet.
When the satellite exploded...
An unusual amount of radiation, enough to cause mutations under certain circumstances, could have a bearing on it.
It does seem to have a bearing. Will there be an announcement later?
Perhaps.
Yes.
We have to go now.
There you have it. Official word from the nation's capital. Now, here locally, Dr. Grimes and his staff have been working very hard to find a solution to the things that have been happening. Here is our staff reporter with Dr. Grimes.
Do you have any answers at this time?
Yes, we have some answers. But first, let me stress the importance of seeking medical attention for anyone who has been injured in any way. We don't know yet what complications might result from such injuries.
Listen, Helen, why don't you go down and check on your daughter and tell Judy to come back on up here.
Okay. Harry, let me know if they say anything important.
What do you mean, Dr. Grimes?
Well, in the cold room at the U of M, we had a cadaver. A cadaver in which all four limbs had been amputated. Sometime earlier today, it began to open its eyes and move its trunk. It was dead, but it opened its eyes and tried to move.
My God.
The body should be disposed of at once, preferably by cremation.
Well, how long after death does the body become reactivated?
It's only a matter of minutes.
Minutes? Well, that doesn't give people time to make any arrangements.
You're right. It doesn't give them time to make funeral arrangements. The body should be carried to the street and burned. They must be burned immediately. Soak them with gasoline and burn them. The bereaved will have to forego the dubious comforts a funeral service would give. They're just dead flesh and dangerous.
Shut it off. I can't listen to any more of this.
As Helen descends the cellar stairs, She sees Judy tenderly caring for Karen, whose condition has become more severe. Karen is in and out of consciousness. She's sweating profusely and shivers with the chills. Her fever is more intense as her body becomes weaker.
Thank you for watching her, Judy. They want you upstairs.
Sounds good, Helen.
Say, Judy, did she ask for me?
She hasn't said anything, Helen.
Well, I don't understand. Baby, it's Mommy.
It hurts.
I'll come back down as soon as I figure out what they want.
Thank you, Judy.
Meanwhile, upstairs, a plan begins to take shape as Ben, Harry, and Tom plot to escape the farmhouse as the undead continue to swarm around them.
Well, I think we ought to stick right here and wait for that rescue party. He said if you're few against many, you don't stand a chance, and we can't tramp through 7 miles of those things.
We don't have to tramp. My truck is right outside. It is about out of gas, it's pretty much running on fumes, but there's a pump outside. It's just locked.
Well, this key should be around here somewhere. Oh, there's a key ring down in the basement. Maybe it's on that.
Okay, I'll go look, and hopefully they're labeled.
Were there, canning jars in the cellar?
Yeah, why?
Well, if there are jars, I mean, we can make Molotov cocktails. Those things are scared of fire. If we throw them all over the yard, we can scare them back, fire our way to the pump, and gas up the truck.
There's a jug of kerosene in the cellar, too.
And Barbara and I can help. We can rip up sheets and things.
I found it. I found the key ring. I think the pump is marked with this orange tape.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to do this then. I've got a crowbar for anyone who wants to go with me.
I'll go.
Thank you, Tom. Now, Harry, that means that you're going to have to guard the house as soon as we unboard the front door. Those things will be able to get in here easy. Tom and I will have to be able to get back in, and those things are going to be chasing us, so you're going to have to guard the door and then unlock it for us. We're going to have to board the door up fast. You're going to have to be ready.
Yeah, Ben, I got it.
Okay, well, if you go watch from the upstairs window, you can see the whole yard. And then if something goes wrong and Tom and I don't come back, you can go down to the cellar and barricade yourself in and wait for that rescue party.
Well, then I want the gun, then. It'll be best for me to use if I'm shooting from the window, and you're not going to have time to stop and aim.
I'm keeping the gun. I found it. It's mine. We're not going to go out there unarmed.
You don't even care what happens to us, do you? How do we know that you and Tom aren't just going to take the truck and leave?
That's just a chance you're going to have to take. And hey, you know what? If we do leave, you still have your damn cellar like you've been crying about all along.
Stop fighting. We're all going to die here if we don't work together.
My brother's out there. Maybe we can get him and bring him back. He's just wounded. He'll be okay.
It's okay, honey. We're going to be all right. And maybe your brother will be okay, too.
Okay, so let's get busy. We've got a lot to do if we're going to bust out of here.
You are listening to KVSC FM and HD St. Cloud and KMOJ HD3 Minneapolis St. Paul, and a special broadcast of Great Theater's adaptation of George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead. As careful preparations for escape near completion, a sense of fear and uncertainty fills our survivors. Doubt and second guesses begin to plague them. Helen finishes filling the last fruit jar filled with kerosene. Threads twisted rag fuses into the holes that Barbara poked into the jar lids. There's a crude stretcher made of broomsticks and torn sheets for the wounded girl, Karen. The sound of the television has been muted, but the picture is still on so they may work and keep up with the news that may affect their situation. Ben, the gun strapped around his back, is carrying a crowbar and claw hammer as he walks around checking preparations. He smiles at Barbara, who seems to be doing a little better. Tom and Harry are quietly unboarding the front door, making sure not to alert the creatures outside to their activity. Everyone is on high alert as Helen cares for Karen in the cellar.
I don't know what to think about my brother. We have to get out of here. Maybe we'll find him in St. Cloud. Maybe he was able to crawl and get away to the car.
We have to think of ourselves now, Barbara. I know it's hard for you, but it's all we can do. Helen is in the cellar taking care of Karen, and the poor child, she's just getting worse. They have to get her to a doctor.
Well, what's this supposed to be?
A stretcher.
You made a stretcher out of broomsticks, belt buckles, and old sheets? Are you crazy? Here, let me see it. Well, it seems to hold okay, I guess, but I always hated the Boy Scouts.
Girl Scouts, actually. And everyone loves us. We have cookies.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll work just fine. Where's Ben?
He's upstairs getting ready.
Oh, okay. Well, so when you throw the cocktails from the upstairs window, just splash the whole yard with them. That should keep those things away while we make a break for the truck.
We're ready. Barbara, take the stretcher down to the cellar and help Helen get Karen ready to leave.
That's perfect. Thanks, Aunt Judy.
Here comes Ben.
Things are ready up there. Harry will go upstairs. Now, Tom and I will unbar the front door. As soon as the door is unbarred, Harry will throw the cocktails all over the place. Make sure the fire catches on good. And once everything is ablaze, he'll get back down here and lock the front door. You got a pipe or something for a weapon?
Yeah, I got a pitchfork.
Okay, good.
Okay, Ben, get ready to go. On the count of three. One, two, three. Okay, Ben, that's all of them. Now you guys run for it. Go! Hey,
come on, Tom. We gotta go now.
I'm right behind you.
Hurry!
Wait! The key! They forgot the key. Harry,
it's
I need to
It's too late,
to
Judy.
Them.
Just get back down to the cellar. I gotta get this door locked.
No, no, I'm going. I can help them. They need the key. Open the door! Ben! Tom! Wait! You need the key. Wait for me.
Judy, if you're coming, come on. Just get in the truck and I'll jump in the back. Go, Tom. Go. Hit
right,
it.
Right.
Come on. Go, 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 go. Come on, hurry. Okay, the pump's right over here. Pull up as close as you can.
All right.
Okay, good. Come on, hurry up. All right, Tom, let's get the lock off this pump and just get out of here.
Aunt Judy, stay in the truck. I'll be right back.
Wait, take the key.
Come on, come on. Get the lock off the gas pump. Hurry.
The key won't work.
Try it again. Come on.
That's no use. The key doesn't work.
Stand back. I'll shoot the lock off.
Tom, you're crazy.
Move
you'll
out of the way.
Ben, there's gas spraying everywhere.
Okay, watch your torch, Tom. You're going to kill all of us.
We need to get away from the pump. Hang on. I'll get us out of here.
No, stop.
Come on, Ben. Let's go. We have to go.
Stop. The back of the truck is on fire.
Judy.
Tom, Judy, get out of the truck.
We need to get out of here. The truck's on fire. Get out now.
I can't. My
Tom.
Jacket is cut.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Here. Here, pull!
Come on.
Pull!
Jesus! The truck exploded with Tom and Judy in it! Open the door! Harry, open the door! You rotten son of a- Get off of me! Harry, open the damn door! I'll break it down! Get over here and help me steal this door, now! What the hell is wrong with you? You're just gonna let me die out there? You're nothing but a coward! Next time you try something like that, I'll kill you. I swear to God, Harry, I'll kill you myself. I should just tie you up and feed you to those things. Helen, Barbara, you can come on up now.
What happened? Are we ready to go?
No.
We need help.
It's all over. The plan failed. Tom and Judy are dead.
Oh my God, no.
The survivors are gathered in the living room, sitting in silence. The mood is one of hopelessness and despair and great sadness over the loss of Tom and Judy. Barbara and Helen are slumped on the sofa. Harry sulks in the armchair, his head slung back, his face swollen, holding an ice pack against his eye. Ben is pacing around the room, occasionally checking the barricades. The gun is slung on his back. Ben paces from door to kitchen to window. He starts to go upstairs, stops, and goes back to the front door again. Harry follows his every move with suspicion. He takes out his cell phone, tries 911, and is frustrated over not getting through yet again. Still, no signal.
Is it 3 a.m. yet? There's supposed to be another broadcast at 3 a.m., right?
10 more minutes.
Oh, only 10 more minutes? We don't have very long to wait. We better leave soon, just 10 minutes to 3.
You know anything about the area at all? Is St. Cloud the nearest town?
I don't know. We're from Wisconsin. We were just trying to get a hotel before dark.
You said those things turned your car over. Think we can get it back on its wheels and drive? Where is it?
It seems like it was pretty far away. It seems like we ran for quite
just
a while.
Just forget it. It was at least a mile away.
Johnny has the keys.
You're going to carry Karen through a mile of those things?
I can carry the kid. What's wrong with her anyway? How'd she get hurt?
One of those things grabbed her.
And it bit her on the arm.
Oh.
What's wrong?
I mean, who knows what kind of disease those things carry? Is she conscious?
Barely.
She can't walk. She's too weak.
Well, one of us can try to get to the car.
And you're going to turn it over yourself?
Wait, Barbara, you said Johnny has the keys. You have a car. Where is it?
Johnny has the keys. You'll never get it started.
I know, but where is it? Forget it. What's the point?
God, listen to that. What's going on? It sounds like there's a million of them outside.
Stop, Helen. Step back away from the window. I'll look. Don't any of you look out there. You won't like what you see.
God, let me see.
No, Helen. They're eating Tom and Judy.
Oh, we'll never get out of here. None of us will ever get out of here alive. Johnny, oh my God,
oh, no,
Johnny.
It'll make you
none
feel
of
better.
Us help. Hey, oh, hey, God. Hey. Oh, God. Ah! Oh, my God. What happened now?
Everyone remain calm. The lights are just out. You must have blown a fuse. Is the fuse box in the cellar?
No, I'm pretty sure it's not in the kitchen.
Okay, I'm going to go check the fuses. I'll be right back.
Helen, I've got to get that gun.
I am not going to help you. Haven't you done enough?
Two people are dead on account of that guy. And have you looked out the window lately?
Look, Harry, I've had absolutely enough. I need to go check on Karen. I'll be down in the cellar. Excuse me, Ben.
All right, I don't think it's the fuses. I think the power lines are down, but I found a box of candles in the pantry.
As they quietly light candles, the flickering light casts a soft glow as shadows dart throughout the room. The creatures outside have begun to gather from miles around and lurch closer and closer to the farmhouse. Helen descends into the cellar to check on her ill daughter, Karen.
Oh, Karen. Karen, honey, it's Mommy. Are you awake? Well, you're up. Are you feeling any better, honey? Karen, sweetie, what's wrong? Say something, baby. It's Mommy. What's wrong, Karen? Oh, my God. Oh, please.
Upstairs, an assault on the old farmhouse has begun. The ghouls have begun to swarm the house and are relentless in their attack. They're hammering at the barricades on the doors. They smash the remaining glass in the windows. They're reaching in and grabbing at anything close they can reach. Ben leaps into action and tries to reinforce the barricades while beating away the grasping hands.
Harry! Damn it, Harry! Give me a hand over here! What are you doing?
Ha! Now I'm the man with the gun.
What the hell are you doing, Harry? Give me back the gun. We've got to keep those things out.
Now we'll see who's going to shoot who. I'm going back down in the cellar, and you can run up here, you crazy bastard.
Harry, you aren't thinking clearly. Harry, watch out behind you.
No, not Karen, no,
Harry,
please.
Harry, look out.
No.
Harry, move, and I'll shoot her.
No, it's just my little girl. No,
just
Karen,
move.
Don't
Harry,
Karen.
Look out.
Please, no. Please.
Harry, move.
Just
look out, Harry. Come on, Barbara, we need to get down to the cellar. Move it now.
The door won't open, it's stuck.
Stand back.
Ah, it's Helen. Ben, watch out, she's going to bite you.
Oh, Helen,
shoot
I'm
her.
So sorry.
Shoot her, Ben.
Quick, quick, get in the cellar. It's our only chance. They're everywhere, we're surrounded.
They're
help me get the door
window.
Shut.
There's too many.
Hand me that board. We're safe for now.
We'll never be safe, never.
Ben and Barbara sink into the darkness of the cellar. The night has been a grueling ordeal with devastating casualties in the fight for survival. So much has been lost. And now, for the first time, hope seems to be lost as well.
Go on, step lively now. Never can tell what we'll run into up here. Get a group of guys and a couple of dogs. We're going to go check out that old house over behind these trees. You keep in touch with the squad cars, Georgia.
You betcha, Sheriff. They know exactly where we are. They'll be meeting us here at the house in a little bit.
Good. These men are dog tired. They can use some rest and hot coffee. Let's push along now. Hey, you guys down there by the barn. The squad cars will be here real soon with coffee and sandwiches, so let's get this done.
Oh, cripes. Ugh. Looks like someone had a cookout, eh, Sheriff?
Yeah. Sure looks like it. This poor fella never had a chance.
Oh, jeez.
Hello there, Sheriff. How's things going, eh?
Sure glad to see you fellas, Charlie. We've been at it all night, but I don't want to break till we search this here house. We might be lollygagging around while someone needs our help. We'll see first and then stop and get some coffee.
Anything you say there, Sheriff.
Earl, Tom, and Steve, get out there in that field and start a bonfire. You guys, drag them over to the fire and throw them in. You there, to give them a hand.
Barn's all clear. Nothing in there but some freaked out chickens.
Hey, there's a rotting one. Over there, by that there doghouse.
Shoot for the eyes, boys. Like I told you before, always aim for the eyes. Good shot. That's another one for the fire.
Barbara. Barb, I can hear men outside. They must be here to rescue us. I'm going to go and get help. Stay here.
Let's go check out the house.
Hey! Hey!
Look, there's one of them in the window. Shoot it!
Damn it, what'd you shoot for? I told you to be careful. There might be people in there.
Nah, this place is demolished. There ain't nobody in there alive. Just those undead things.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty damn sure that I heard a woman scream. Maybe from the cellar or something?
Well, come on. We better go check it out just to be safe. Careful now. We don't know what's all in here. I don't want to lose any of you, okay?
Dang nab! Sure does look like one heck of a fight happening here. This house is pretty much all busted the heck up.
There, did you hear that? It was coming from that door over there. Hello, anybody down there? Hello? Charlie, Georgia, stay back. I'm going to go check it out.
Be careful now, Sheriff.
It's all right. It's just a woman down here. We're coming up. Come on now. We got you. You're safe. Nothing's going to hurt you now.
Ben, no, no, Ben. What have you done? You shot him. No, why? He wasn't one of them. Ben.
It's too bad. An accident. The only loss of living human life we had the whole night.
This evening's performance and broadcast of Night of the Living Dead by Great Theater and KVSC Radio was performed by Amy Bailey, Jeffrey Bleem, Michael Burr, Rick Converse, Jessica Gomez, Allie Hammerquist, Ross Harris, Caitlin Holstead, Rick Lynn, Bruce Mancini, Kevin Markman, Christina Pisek, Yadaria Rivera Reyes, Rosanna Ross, Joshua Sneed, Aaron Trumpeter, James Cheese Van Horn, and I'm Drew Sefcek. Good night and thank you, and remember, if you should come across the undead, just shoot for the eyes.